thunder, lightning, sunshine, rain, rainbow, storm, and hurricane. Where would we be without a change in the weather now and then? Ah, yes, well, fine. That's all right, isn't it? But what if it changes without telling you? Sneaks up on you like a traitor. Turns around when your back is turned. What if, even as I speak, fate and the weather have some nasty shocks prepared, just waiting to take you by surprise? It happens. Oh, yes. It happens. It is about to happen to Henrietta and Louise, a pair of innocent singing ladies from Shropshire. It is going to rock to their foundations the guilty lives of a couple of Cockney gentlemen who are at this moment negotiating a bank vault in South London. Little do they know it, but the paths of all are storm-crossed, storm-tossed. Thunder, lightning, sunshine, rain. Anyway, a change in the weather.
Hurry up, you two. I'm freezing here. I'm moving.
Okay.
I'm moving, Jiffy. I'm moving. He says we've got to make it look normal, but his door's heavy as gold. It's hard. Just shut and open.
I don't feel good, boys. We should feel very good, but I don't.
You don't look good, Billy. You're white. It doesn't look good.
He looks awful.
Yeah, hold on, Billy. We got the loot, see? We got thousands and thousands, the most we've ever nicked. It's a strain. You always take the strain hard. You need an holiday. Billy?
Blow this, Jiffy. Push, will ya?
Look at him.
Oh, God. I thought he died.
Hold on, Billy. We're coming. Okay. Eve!
My God, Billy, that's all over Brixton.
I'm sorry. Right, look around, Burko, check. Safe door shut, tools picked up, gate shut. Everything shipshape and Bristol.
I could fight bulls.
What?
In Spain, with me wages.
Spain? We're in a bank vault in South London at 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning with our hands full of other people's fortunes and you chat about Spain?
Oh, I'm sorry, I just like, you know, Jiffy.
Yeah, you like the bulls and the matadors and the ladies with roses in their mouths.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a sick matador propped up against that wall.
Oh, here we are, Billy. Hold on now.
Jeez! Oh, you forgot the alarm.
Oh, God, I checked the wire, Jiffy.
Get Billy, get his arm.
Right. I'm sorry about the
whole... Oh, do you hear that siren? Every common captain in London will hear that. Come on, Billy, we're off.
What's he done now? It will have just been Jiffy.
Oh, can't you help with it, Billy? This is no good. Carry him, Burke. Give me your loot.
All right. Don't shout at me.
I'm not shouting. You put Ingots in. And you got your safe?
Yes.
Right. Go and up here.
I can't
see no gettles, Jiffy.
Shut the door.
Which way do we go?
Shut the ruddy door.
Oh, hell.
You hear that, Jiff?
Of course I hear it.
Which way?
I don't know. Billy always tells us, doesn't he? You're all right there, Billy. He's gone to sleep.
What?
Lord help us. You all right with him?
Yeah, I'm all right. But they're coming.
Yeah, we'll go down the alley there.
Right.
Not that alley. This one. Now, come on.
Come on, Billy. Come on.
Yeah. Would you believe it? He's still sleeping.
What? It put him down gently. Come on, old Billy. Wake up. We need you now. Careful, Burke. Yes. That's it. Prop him up. Now, Billy!
He's dead.
Billy, you can't do this.
Any Jiffy, dead.
Yeah. Oh, bring him into the shadow of the wall.
Yeah.
That's it. Lay him softly. Gentle with our Billy.
Oops.
Watch his head.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it must have been his heart, Burko.
He had a bad heart.
Oh, and he worried a lot, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was always worrying about the details, driving us mad. Well, it killed him in the end. That was one detail he overlooked. Poor Billy. And as if the kettles weren't enough, B.B. frightened the soles off his feet. Did you know that, Burko?
Billy kept us out of all that. We didn't have to bother with nothing but the job.
What do we do now? I don't know.
What do we do with Billy?
Let me think.
What do we do with the money?
How the hell should I know? BB worries me. Billy dealt with him always, and we don't know who he is. All we know is that Big Boss... Oh, God, what use is that?
I'm getting frightened, Jiffy.
Don't be frightened. Think about balls.
I'm too scared.
I'll look after you. Oh, flaming hell, but... Oh, listen.
Oh, will you, Jiffy?
Yeah. And one day, we'll go to Spain to see the bulls, like Hemingway.
With Hemingway, yeah.
They're coming this way. Follow me. Run.
What about Billy? Oh,
we'll have to leave him. Run, Virgo.
Oh, right.
Bring the money, for God's sake. Billy doesn't need it now.
When does our coach leave, Jiffy?
20 minutes. 20 long minutes.
You're nervous.
Of course I'm nervous. What do you expect?
Well, I don't know why we're going north.
We've got to go somewhere.
I don't know why we couldn't stay in the smoke.
We robbed a bank, didn't we? We've got the loot, ain't we? Bags of it.
Yeah.
Taint our money. The bank will want it back. The kettles will want it. And the big boss will want it.
Oh, we'll give it to him. Let him worry.
Oh, Burko, I'm not too clever, but I'm a genius next to you. How can we give it to BB if we don't know who he is?
I don't know. We could ask Billy. Oh, no. What do you reckon?
I reckon we're done for if we stay in London. Listen hard now. We were working for Billy. And Billy was working for the big boss, so rightly, it's his loot.
Oh.
He'll think we're stealing it from him. So, he'll be looking for us. And he won't ask questions. He'll be after us, and we'll be running, and we won't even know if he catches us up.
Oh, I don't like that, Jiffy.
If he was in a room in a bus station buffet, say, like this, and BB came with his tray and sat down there opposite us with his dinner, we wouldn't know. He could be talking to us, and we wouldn't know. He could take out our gun under the table and shoot us in the bellies, and we could fall down dead, and we still wouldn't know.
Wish Billy hadn't died. It ain't fair.
And that's why we're heading north.
We could get rid of the money.
Oh, who'd ever believe we'd done that? They'd think we still had it, and that's as bad.
We could take it to the kettles.
They'd arrest us.
What, for giving it back?
We nicked it, didn't we? That's an offence.
Well, Struth, we could send it to them and not... Anonymous. Yeah, without saying our names. And then it would get in the papers and BB would read it.
Reckon we'd betrayed him, given his money to the kettles, and he'd come after us to get even.
Well, I don't know. Else Bells, Jiffy, there ain't nothing we can do.
Yes, there is. We can go north and drop out of sight. We can take the loot and bury it until it's safe and then...
Go to Spain. We'll be rich.
Just keep your voice down.
I could buy an hacienda. Next to being a matador with the bulls, that's my favourite dream.
Yeah, well, all we have to do is get away. Here, just a jiff. What's this guy doing?
What? Sorry, mate.
Excuse me.
That's all right, mate. It's no damage.
I think I need my eyes testing.
He's got to get his eyes.
It ain't all right. He did that on purpose. What? He's been watching us ever since we came in.
How'd you know?
I've been watching him.
Oh, well, there you are. People watch each other all the time.
You're too trusting, Burko. You'll land us in a mess one day. I've seen that driver before somewhere.
Sometimes you get suspicious, Jiffy.
Only all the time. It's a nervous habit brought on by terror. And paranoid, right?
Oh, para. Yeah, right, Jiffy.
I'll finish your tea. Let's get to the coach.
She won't let me off.
Oh, sorry.
sorry, Henry. But who on earth is going to pay hard-earned money to hear this awful row? It's robbery! I mean, why are we doing it?
Because it relieves the tedium, darling. Mm-hmm. Although spending a sunny evening in a draughty hall in Church Stretton when we could be striding the Long Mins...
Well, is this song quite the thing for an arts festival? I mean, it isn't arts.
It's all we can do. Now stop getting stage fright, Lou, and don't be so serious. Yes. We're only a fringe event. We will be appalling. We're setting ourselves up to be knocked down. And why are we doing it?
Because we're bored. We're fed up.
Because we're tired of being stuck in our homes at the beck and call of idle families we don't even like anymore. Hmm? People who have sucked us dry. Well, am I right?
Ooh, every word.
So we'll bring the house down.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know.
But Lou, we must keep practicing.
Well, I
must. No, even when we're on holiday in the Lake District next week. Oh, we'll sing our hearts out to the winds and birds, and the mountains will ring with music hall. We'll have adventures, little
Lou. No, Henry! To leave Stephen behind for 2 whole weeks.
And give the slip to William and Richard.
Just the two of us, doing what we want.
The mind boggles. 2 mountain goats in jeans and wellies climbing the rainbow and sliding down the other side. Into what?
Oh, Henry.
Sing, Lou. Dance. Swing your cape. Just wait till we board that coach.
Oh, right. Come on.
Yeah, nice and fast, isn't it? But, I'm a bit worried because we've got no clothes.
Oh, we'll buy some. I've got a few quid.
Yeah, we got thousands.
Oh, no. We don't touch the loot. We don't spend a penny until it's called.
Why?
They'll trace it, see, and trace us.
Oh, I'm full of that.
Will Box is clever, my friend. I've worked it out.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to do that, but I didn't get on it.
Well, don't worry, Burko. Be guided by me, right?
Right, Jiffy. We'll be broke, though.
Look, we'll get jobs, and we'll disguise ourselves. I'll grow a moustache, a beard.
A beard?
We'll do our hair different, dress different, take assumed names, we'll have new lives, we'll be new people.
Yeah. That's good, Jiffy.
Yeah?
That's very good. But where do we do all this? Where are we going?
To the northwest of England, the Lake District.
The Lake District? Where's that, Jiff?
I've just told you, in northwest England. Don't you ever listen.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Why are we going there?
Because nobody will ever suspect that 2 petty back-alley villains from the East End would ever leave their cosy streets for a wild place of mountains and lakes and rivers and forests.
Oh, it don't sound very nice.
It sounds ruddy awful, but that's exactly why we're going. I thought it out, see. I thought, where the hell can we hide? And I remember a postcard Aunt Ada sent me when I was a kid.
Ada.
This is a great place to get away from it all. That's what she wrote. And there was a picture of sheep on a dirty great hill. A place to get away, see?
I only ever seen a dead sheep. In a butcher's.
They won't hurt you. You're going to be educated in nature, Burko.
Can I say something, Jiffy?
Go right ahead, but I've thought it all out.
What about our folks?
Yeah, well, what about them?
Well, now, don't take on. I mean, I was wondering that. Can we just leave them behind?
Yeah, too true we can. I've been waiting for the opportunity for years. What have you got left at home? Only your old man now. Deirdre's shot a bolt and he makes your life a misery.
Yeah, he won't let me go to Spain.
He doesn't care.
Well, I think he does, Jeff, a bit. He's just a whining old devil. He grumbles from here to ever. And I always reckon that Deirdre ran out because of him. Yeah, but I don't talk to him no more. I talked to Jose.
Budgie.
Pablo.
Who the hell's Pablo?
It's my Spanish goldfish. When Deirdre went, I don't know what I'd have done without you for a mate, Jafia. I'd have been in the river.
Oh, that's stupid and sentimental. Sentiment gets you into trouble. It breaks down your gut. Be hard, man, Berko, like me.
Can you leave your lot?
Oh, yeah. This is a godsend. Listen, Berko. I've never told this to anybody. There have been other men.
Where?
No, with Jean.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jiffy.
Oh, it's not your fault. It's been going on for years. I kept thinking I'd get used to it, but you never get used. Oh, I can leave home. It ain't home.
It's true. You never talked like this before.
Well, Billy never died before. I've never been in this position before. I just don't know whether it's a mess or a masterpiece.
Maybe that's up to us.
You're getting very deep, Berko.
Not me, Jiffy. I couldn't.
Hey, is that woman watching us?
Nah.
The one with the nose, her chewing and nipping.
She's not watching us, Jiffy. Relax.
And we didn't see any kettles at the coach station.
Not a one.
So, maybe we got away. Maybe we really got clean away. Yeah, but that driver looked at us.
That's just in your head. You're perceptive.
What? Oh, yeah, well, that's a family for you. To them, I'm just a ferret-faced barrow boy runs a crockery cart in the market. They despise me for it. But I'm telling you, Berko, I've got native cunning. I'm smart. Well, kind of smart.
Yeah, you're the smartest man I ever know.
We'll show them all, eh? We got the loot to do it.
Yeah, it's like a present from Billy.
Good old Billy.
Yeah, I like Billy.
Hello? Give me the big boss. I want to speak to him personal.
The big boss is busy.
Tell him it's Ross.
Who?
Ross.
Ross?
Yeah, the coach driver. Well, tell BB I've clocked his rabbits running north. They're on a coach for Manchester. I expect there'll be a reward.
No, you can't trust anybody, not coach drivers, not even your wife. Remember that, Berko, and you'll be a survivor like me. You hear? No wonder Deirdre took advantage. He's trusting as a baby. But he scares the pants off me.
Pull out of it, Lou. Go home and kill your husband.
Oh, I wish I dared.
And I'll kill mine.
You're joking.
Of course I'm joking. All the same.
Why are we both so unhappy?
Because we're both still paying for old mistakes. You shouldn't be allowed to choose a spouse when you're young. You should be made to wait until you're too old to care. Oh, God help the Lake District when we're let loose in it. The Church Stretton Ladies Glee Duo rampaging through Cumbria. Ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We're little black sheep who are going astray. Ba, ba, ba. Two lady songsters of all the spree, doomed from here to eternity. Lord have mercy on such as we. Ba, ba, ba.
Hey,
the money get damp in the soil, Jiffy?
It's in plastic bags.
Well, damp got the notes.
And plastic is wetproof. Shut up and dig and let's get this over.
Here. How much do you think we got?
A hell of a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we'd counted it.
Where could we do that? In Keswick Library? Right. That'll do. This hole's deep enough to bury Big Ben. Climb out and pass us the money down.
Right-o, Jeff. They'll bury Billy too, eh?
Yeah, God rest his soul. Send the money down.
Right. Jeffy.
What?
I can't find it.
What?
It's dark.
Well, it's night.
Well, I can't see nothing.
Oh, God, don't shout at him.
Right. Now, where'd you put it, you dog bugger?
In the bushes.
No. Don't get mad, Jeffy.
I won't get mad. They're over there.
No,
not there. I mustn't get mad at him. He can't help it.
All right,
Burke. I'll get back in the hole and you pass the bags down.
Yeah. I know they wasn't lost. Here's the first one, Jiffy. You got it.
Money.
And second. And the third.
Hold on. Right. Got him.
Cool.
Waterproof and safe as houses till we're ready to collect.
Right.
Don't shovel yet. Let me get out.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Get street lights in a wood. Shovel faster, that'll warm you up.
It's quiet. Get used to the traffic, eh? Sounds of people on there. It's a noise.
What noise? Carols?
That noise.
Oh, an owl, you bloody fool. You scared me up. Oh,
I don't like it here, Jiffy.
Nor do I.
What do we do next?
We cover this lot with scrub. Mark the place so we can find it again.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
And take these shovels back where we stole them from.
Back?
Yeah.
We never took nothing back in our lives.
Do you want to draw attention to ourselves? To digging? Do you want to fuss sniffing for shovels? Things are different now, Burko. We're honest citizens from now on.
Honest? It sounds funny.
Afterwards, we find somewhere to kip down for the night. A barn or something. And tomorrow we start settling in. Get jobs. Grow our disguises. Get used to our new names. I'm Joe Potter. And you're Brian Moffat. We keep our initials, see?
Brian Moffat.
Yeah. Right. Now, find some scrub.
Brian Moffat. Jiffy, couldn't I be Pepe?
Pepe?
Well, that's a Spanish name.
But you're not Spanish, you don't look Spanish.
Well, my budgie ain't Spanish, but he's called Jose.
Budgies are different. You'll have to take my word for that. Calling you Pepe would draw attention. We don't want that, do we, Brian?
No, Jiffy. Joe.
Right, that'll do now. Nobody could find our treasure under that. They couldn't find a world under there. Come on, it's been a long day.
Yeah.
Remember where this is, though. We've got to find it again. The lake down there through the trees, and at the edge of the wood, we'll put branches in the form of a cross.
Cool.
X marks the wood. Right?
Yeah.
Go on, Burko.
When we dig up the money, I'm going to Granada.
Yeah, of course you are.
I'm going to see the Alhambra and flamenco dancing. There'll be castanets. And I see them Spanish senoritas clicking their shoes on the ground. And I'm going to play guitar and run with the bulls in Pamplona.
You haven't got a guitar.
Eh?
You're an idiot. You know that and I know that. But
Sometimes I wish I had something to believe in.
You could share Spain with me, Jiffy. Straight down the middle.
Half of Spain? Yeah. Well, that's friendship, that is. Come on, Pepe.
Oh.
Oh, forget that southern sun for a while. We're in the English Lake District. Oh, and it feels like a foreign land.
How will Jiffy Perkins and Berko Madrid, Joe Potter and Brian Moffat, escape the wrath of the big boss, pursued as they are by copper kettles and the attentions of the world? Will their disguises prove effective? Will they even remember their names? Can they find their buried treasure again, or will they fall in a lake? And can Henrietta and Louise find the adventure they so badly need to transform their lives? Oh, surely, surely they will. There are many questions to be answered. Listen next time to discover what happens when there's a change in the weather. Meanwhile, Peter Craze and John Hollis play Jiffy Perkins and Berko Madrid, Dillis Leigh and Polly James, Henrietta and Louise, with Norman Bird as Billy and Richard Tate, John the Driver. A Change in the Weather is written by Eric Pringle and directed by Ian Cotterill.